we've heard an amazing story about banks acting fiscally irresponsible and some of the biggest banks in America making major errors with the people's money. Could you explain how all that works?
That's actually a very significant thing you're talking about. The news from JPMorgan Chase is really quite profound. The CEO of JPMorgan Chase, Mr. Dimon, Jamie Dimon, has been the leading critic of our financial reform. And the argument has been, you're making things worse for us. We don't need you. We are able to run this. You are messing things up. And virtually all of his arguments have been undercut by his acknowledgement that his bank lost $2 billion, a huge amount of money. You know, people say, oh, it's only $2 billion. But in a recent article in The Economist magazine, which had this long, hysterical attack on the whole idea of financial reform, and they incredibly said in the original article, complying with the financial reform bill was going to cost JPMorgan Chase $400 to $600 billion a year. Anybody looking at that who wasn't whipped up to a frenzy would have said, whoa, the whole gross revenue of the bank is $100 billion. How can they be spending four times their gross revenue? Well, it turned out they meant $400 to $600 million. After a day or two, they caught up with that. But even $400 to $600 million, they said, look how much money that is. Yeah, you know how much money $400 to $600 million is for a year's worth of complying with financial rules? It's about 25% of what they lost in one day's bad trades. I mean, so $2 billion can't be chicken feed in one case, but $400 million is an enormous amount in the other. What it shows is that this kind of derivative trading is risky business. And let me make a distinction. If you are
Would you also tell us what it is for those who don't
sure.
know?
If you're an airline, you want to be able to control the price of fuel. You want to be able to figure out how much you should spend on salaries, how much you expect to get from your passengers, what you'll spend on maintenance. The big variable for you is the price of fuel. Fuel is very important to you, but it can go way up or way down. So you hedge. You say to somebody, look, here's the deal. I need fuel to be X per gallon. I don't want to take the risk of it going way up. I'll give up the possibility of a gain if it goes way down. I can't deal with the volatility. I want it to be steady. Therefore, I will pay you now X a gallon with the understanding that you'll deliver me the fuel for the next 6 months at that price. And if the price goes way up, you'll lose money. And if it goes way down, you'll make money. And that means some other trader is going to guess. And generally, you pay for that privilege. That's important. If you are somebody who makes something, you may want to make sure that the price of sugar, the price of any commodity, is held even. What we then have, however, those are derivatives. That is, you are buying something which is derived from the price of the underlying commodity. And you're paying for the right to have the underlying commodity have a predictable price. But now financial institutions started trading with each other without any underlying commodity, making bets on how things are going to go. And what we said in the financial reform bill, following the lead of Paul Volcker, was, you know what? If you're a bank and you're getting money that's insured by the federal government, don't play games with it. Be very safe and secure. Now, if you want to engage in this risky kind of activity, don't be a bank. Have a separate operation. Well, JPMorgan Chase said, that's terrible. This isn't risky activity.
This is what we used to call Glass-Steagall, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Jamie, the problem was that Glass-Steagall didn't deal with derivatives.
I mean, okay.
I understand the principle of Glass-Steagall, but Glass-Steagall is 80 years old, and we had to do a lot of things that Glass-Steagall wouldn't have affected. What we said was to the bank, if you're going to engage in this kind of risky business, do it on your own, without deposits money. You can't be a bank and do it. I don't mean do it on your own. Have somebody else do it. Mr. Dimon was telling us it wasn't very risky and that it was making the bank safer. Well, his unrisky activity just cost him $2 billion, showing how risky it can be. One other factor, by the way, this was being done in London by an affiliate of the bank. We say, look, if you're an American bank, we want to watch what you're doing wherever you're doing it because that has impact on us. The Republicans, who are great believers in going back to no real regulation, the right-wingers who control the Republican Party today, this is not the case, for instance, of Hank Paulson, who was Bush's Secretary of the Treasury, or Ben Bernanke, who was Bush's appointee to the Federal Reserve. What they say is, if the money is being traded overseas, America shouldn't have anything to say about it. It let it be done overseas, even if it's an American institution. And they have a bill pending that would say American regulators can't regulate the kind of activity over which J.P. Morgan Chase just lost $2 billion. We say no. We have to have a power to regulate that if it's going to cause trouble here. I hope that argument will be over after this.